Well, after some weather-related situations taking place over the course of last week, a game that was supposed to be scheduled in Cadillac last Tuesday ended up being rescheduled to a later date, and Big Rapids had a week to prepare for the conference's top dog. Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Fongers, live with another Big Rapids Boys High School basketball recap. As Big Rapids hit the road once again to wrap up what was originally, before all the weather changes transpired over the past couple of weeks, a five-game road swing over a couple of weeks ended up being just a three-game road swing that wrapped up Friday night in Fremont, taking on a Packers team that came in 11-1, 6-1 in conference play. They were a half game up on Reed City in the gold coming into Friday night's contest. Big Rapids was looking to extend their winning streak to 6 in a row with a victory, and it got off to a good start in the first half. Their defense came out ready to play. They had a 21-15 halftime lead, did the Cardinals, but as Fremont has shown, there's a reason why they are the top team right now in the gold. They came out and outscored Big Rapids in the second half, 39-15, to pull away in a hurry, and the seams unfortunately came unraveled for the Cardinals, and Fremont pulled away in the second half with a 54-36 victory to sweep the head-to-head two-game regular season series, home-and-home regular season series, that is, against Big Rapids this season. Leading the way for Big Rapids was, again, Jake Martinson. Just 4-12 shooting, but he was 7-8 from the charity stripe, 16 points, the lone Cardinal in double-figure scoring. L.J. Graves had 7 to lead, be the second-leading scorer for Big Rapids, that is, in the loss. Fremont was led by their six-man, quote-unquote, off the bench. In sophomore, Braden McDonald, 24 points, 8 rebounds on 9-13 shooting to lead the way for Big Rapids. Logan Carnamont, their big man, their 6'10 center, 10 points to be the second leading scorer for the Packers in the victory. So Big Rapids sees their four-game road winning streak go by the wayside, their five-game winning streak also go by the wayside. They were also winners of 7 of their last 9 games coming into Friday night's contest. That also is going to be pushed to 7 now, out of their last 10. And now in regards to the all-time series, since the 05-06 season, 2005-2006, that is, Fremont has 8 victories, Big Rapids has 6. And also the Cardinals have dropped back-to-back games in consecutive years here at Fremont. Not all is lost. You still got 6 games left in the regular season before district action gets back underway, and the Cardinals will get yet another week off to prepare for an opponent. It's snow coming week at Big Rapids High School coming up this week, as Friday night, after a week off, they'll host the Lions of Newaygo for a 7:30 tip. JT and I will have the pregame coverage at roughly 7:15 on WBRN. So that's the next broadcast before they begin a busy stretch of 5 games in the last 2 regular season weeks before district play will begin at the end of February. So Big Rapids falls in a tough one Friday night in Fremont. 54-36, Cardinals drop to 5-3 on the road. Fremont now a perfect 9-0 at home, and they push their home winning streak against conference competition now to 12 in a row. Again, Fremont 12-1 on the season now, 7-1 in gold play. Big Rapids 8-6, 5-4 in conference play. That'll wrap it up here live from Fremont High School. And again, our next broadcast will be this Friday at home against the Lions of Newaygo for a 7:30 tip. I'm Brian Fonger signing off, and we will talk to you all then back at Big Rapids High School.